back on the Mighty 690 KGGM. Sam Speck continuing our talks this morning with a couple area students. Just finishing our talks with a Roosevelt Middle School duo, a couple of eighth graders. And right now we've got a couple of high school students from Field Kinley High School, Anahoy, and Asia Quarles. Asia's been in here with us before, and I don't believe I've ever had an interview with you yet.
Really?
Let's dive into that a little bit more. Tell me about yourself. Are you originally from Coffeyville?
I have lived in Coffeyville my entire life.
Your entire life? How long would that be? How old are you?
I'm 15.
So you are a freshman or a sophomore?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore, okay. Yeah, that's right. So you're turning 16 this year. Is that the driver's license age out here? 16?
Well, like I can drive now, but there's a lot of restrictions.
Okay, yeah. It's kind of that permit type.
Restricted is 15.
Restricted, yeah. The permit type. Okay, so cool. Well, you'll be able to drive... here shortly.
Yep,
shortly and things like that. Very cool. So what are you involved in at Field Kinley? Any clubs, any sports?
I am the sponsor for FCA. I'm in student council and I play tennis and I'm in dance and that's all for the fall.
That for the fall.
Yeah.
That was it. What do you mean? No. What's the springtime bring?
Well, I do the swim team.
Oh my goodness.
And then I help with the boys swim team in the winter and we have basketball for dance. So
oh, wow. So very, very busy from top to bottom, no doubt about it. Well, Asia, tell me a little bit about yourself as well.
I'm in a lot of the same things.
Clubs. And
I'm in Stuco.
Okay.
Cheer. I'm doing volleyball right now. It's not busy yet, but I'm sure it'll be busy.
When do you guys have your first games for volleyball? I believe football is this week, if I'm not mistaken. So volleyball's got to get started here soon.
Freshman team has a game today, and varsity and JV start tomorrow.
Okay, very cool. And what grade were you in, Asia?
Sophomore.
Sophomore as well. A pair of sophomores here. All right, well, whoever wants to go first, I believe you guys got some announcements there. Look like it might be a coin flip here between the two of you, but either one of you, Anna, Asia, take us away.
I'll go first because mine are kind of a recap of last week.
Okay.
So, last Tuesday, the girls' tennis had their first meet, so congratulations to Michaela Ross, who she beat Labette 6-2, Anahoy, who won her first match against Labette County 6-3. For doubles, Mackenzie Frolick and Isabel Palmer fought hard but lost to Parsons, Briley Casper, and Mill Kay 4-6. Our other doubles, Elisa Reck and Kirsten Culps, were beat by Parsons, Hannah Bradfield, and Layla Bradfield 1-6. And then last Thursday, we had our open house and our purple and gold scrimmage for volleyball and football. So that was really fun to go watch. And then on Thursday, we completed our service learning hours at the fall sports games with Mrs. Brown. And then this week on Monday, the 27th, which is today, we have purple clubs. And then freshman volleyball will play at Indy at 5, and marching band will get their uniforms at 5 o'clock. Then tomorrow we have fall sports pictures at 3 o'clock. Volleyball, JV, and varsity will play at Cherryvale at 5 p.m. On Thursday, we have cross country at Altamont at 4 o'clock, tennis varsity at Parsons, soccer versus Fort Scott at 4:30. Then on Friday, the 31st, we have football at Fort Scott at 7 p.m.
Awesome. I kind of like how you brushed that one off as well. Anahoy for the win.
Yes.
Okay. Good job last week. What was your final set score?
It ended up being 6-3. And this is my first year ever playing tennis, so that was pretty cool.
Awesome. With the first W. All right. Got the win. Sweet. So, Asia, what else we got?
Coming up next week on Monday, we have no school. Tuesday, volleyball plays at Caney. Football, JV, plays at Fort Scott. And soccer plays at Arc City. Wednesday, there's nothing going on. Students will go to their clubs. Thursday, cross country is at Fort Scott, and soccer is at Arc City. And Friday, football versus Columbus. I'm pretty sure that's at home.
Oh, wow. So sports really picking up then for the next week and things like that. So cool. Well, at least everybody gets at least a little bit of vacation. I'm going as well. You guys get that 3-day weekend, you know, Labor Day off. Soak it in, no doubt about it. So anything else from you two? I really appreciate you coming in. I know you guys really have no problem taking a couple of moments out of your class time this morning. What class would you be in right now?
We would both be in Algebra 2.
In Algebra 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, not my favorites. Math and I did not get along very well. Well, Anna and Asia, a couple of sophomores out of Field Kinley High School, thanks for taking some time this morning.
Thank you.
No problem. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.